Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater from Revenflow, helping connect your business with the unlimited prospects on the internet.
Jason, today on Be Big Online, you know, referrals are a big part of business. Well, how can you use referrals with the website?
All right, well, any service-based business that functions in a local marketplace is going to be driven by referrals. You know, that's not going to change because of the web. You know, the web needs to be used to enhance that. So ways you can do it. I mean, anybody that gets a referral nowadays, the first thing they do is, you know, where do they go? They go check it out online. They check you out online. So essentially you want your website to function to provide – they're there to do their due diligence, and you want them to have a resource to do that due diligence, get your contact information, and feel more comfortable with you as an expert or a brand.
Could you give us some instances of what you could do?
Okay, well, you know, let's say that your brand is about you being a particular expert in a slice of an industry, like you're a financial planner, let's say. Then if your brand's built on you being an expert, then blogging, even if it's a little more formal, you know, consumer education style blogging is a great tool for you because you're demonstrating your knowledge in the industry. If, on the other hand, your financial planner is more about being a company or a firm, like an established brand in the marketplace that's not based on one expert, it's not a, you know, an LLC or something, it's like, you know, it's got many financial planners working there, then you may want your website to be more consumer education, corporate, faceless kind of, you know, have a section about us, but be kind of from the company, you know. So it would depend on your strategy offline, you know, that would determine what you're going to do online.
So you don't want to include too much fluff. You want to make it more specific about those people who are actually coming there to research you or to read what you're doing.
Right, exactly. I mean, if you think about it, this is about you're going to get a referral. Somebody's going to be referred, hey, you should go check out so-and-so. They could provide you that service or help you out with that. Then that person's going to look you up. So the more you can think about who that person is and why they've been referred there and what they want, then you just give it to them, you know. So really think – it's all about just thinking about what you are offline, you know, in terms of how do people know you? What do they think about you? Are you – you know, when you go to chamber meetings, they go, that's the guy who can do what, you know. That's what you want to – you want to recreate that experience really strongly online, make it be like being at your office or being around you, and then there people are more inclined to contact you.
Well, just to use an obvious for instance, when you walk into a store, you already know what that store has just from the sign out front and the items it has on the shelves.
That's exactly right. And same thing's true with a website.
Okay. Thank you, Jason. Now, next week on Be Big Online, we're going to focus a little bit on pay per click. Jason will tell us all about that next week.
Join us every Thursday for Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater from Revenflow, revenflow.com.